With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Kiwanis Club of Rhinelander is making progress raising funds for a new playground and splash pad at Hodag Park. Kiwanis announced the project a year ago. It needs to raise $1.6 million. Kiwanis has received several large donations in recent weeks, including ones from Drew Dental, People's State Bank, and Superior Diesel. With those donations, two-thirds of the total funds needed have been secured. Kiwanis member Brandon Caraba gave an update to the Rhinelander City Council Monday night.
We recently had a meeting with Patrick, Kurt Johnson, Fire Chief Tanancor, and others to confirm any issues or problems, especially now we're getting to this point. We want to make sure the water piece is all buttoned up, along with where the water will be going.
Caraba says Kiwanis has been working with the DNR to allow used water to flow into Boom Lake. They'll also be working with the city to make sure it's not using too much water in order to not put a strain on the city's water system.
The splash pad will be set up. We'll be under full control of how the city would like it, how many gallons per minute, up to a maximum, to a minimum, how many days a week it'll be available to be used, how many minutes it'll go per time the button is pressed to allow the jets and everybody to play.
The current goal is for the splash pad to be put in this summer and the playground next year. Kiwanis is still collecting donations for the remainder of the needed funds. We have details on how to donate at WXPR.org. Right now, Wisconsin's dairy products have a 25% tariff on goods going to Canada. That's in retaliation to U.S. tariffs on Canadian goods. $140 million worth of dairy products were exported to Canada last year, the most out of any country Wisconsin exports dairy to. Dairy farmers are concerned the tariffs will hurt prices and their income like it did the last time there were tariffs on dairy during the first Trump administration. Chuck Nicholson is an associate professor at UW-Madison who divides his time between the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences and the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics.
When you disrupt that pattern by kind of throwing this tariff rock into the pond, that disturbs not only kind of the immediate impact of what the price is going to affect how much somebody's going to buy, but it also kind of loses some trust in the U.S. as sort of some kind of reliable supplier with whom I want to have this ongoing working relationship.
Nicholson says modeling has shown that if Canada's tariffs stay in place for a considerable amount of time, the Wisconsin dairy industry could see up to a $2 billion income loss. Rhinelander schools and local law enforcement teamed up for the 14th annual Careers on Wheels program. Businesses from across the Northwoods came out to show the elementary students what they do for a living behind the wheel. The aim is to help guide students and plant a seed for potential careers. For anything from limo services to excavating, students were able to get behind the wheel and given the opportunity to start thinking about what interests them. Rhinelander Police Chief Lloyd Gauthier said they tried to get a variety of things because sometimes as kids get older, they can make decisions that would take a career off the table for them. Officials want to gauge interest early on, so if a student wants to pursue that path, they have the resources to do so. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Wisconsin's inland fishing season opens across the state tomorrow. The Wisconsin DNR asked those hitting the water to be careful not to spread aquatic invasive species. They say to remove all plants and animals from boats before moving them, drain any water, and never move live fish. They also want people to stay safe and recommend always wearing a life jacket. Remember to have an up-to-date fishing license as well. Wisconsin's Supreme Court has a new Chief Justice. Ann Walsh Bradley began her term as Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court Thursday. She was elected by fellow members of the court. Bradley did not seek re-election this year and will serve as Chief Justice until June 30th when her term on the court expires. Justice Jill Karofsky will then take over as Chief Justice. Bradley succeeds Justice Annette Ziegler as Chief Justice. Ziegler remains on the court. Republican Josh Schumann, the top elected official in a suburban Milwaukee county, has created a committee to run for Wisconsin governor in 2026. It makes him the first candidate from either major party to get into the race. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has not yet said whether he will seek a third term. Evers has repeatedly said he will announce his intentions after the state budget is passed and signed into law, which typically happens around early July. A spokesperson for Evers had no immediate comment. Schuman filed to create a campaign committee on Wednesday. He is the Washington County executive and is unlikely to be the only Republican candidate in this election. The mother of an inmate who died of dehydration and malnutrition at one of Wisconsin's maximum security prisons last year has filed a federal lawsuit alleging guards failed to give him water or his medication. Donald Mayer was found dead in his cell at Waupun Correctional Institution in February 2024. Court documents show guards had turned off the water to the cell during the week leading up to his death without documenting it and did not give him his mental health medication. Mayer's mother, Jeanette Mayer, filed the lawsuit seeking unspecified damages in federal court in Milwaukee. The prison's former warden pleaded no contest that same day to a misdemeanor charge in connection with Mayer's death and was fined $500. Kohl's said it has terminated CEO Ashley Buchanan after an investigation determined that he directed the retailer to engage in vendor transactions that involved undisclosed conflicts of interest. Kohl's named Chairman Michael Bender as interim CEO, effective immediately. The company said Thursday that Buchanan's firing is unrelated to its performance, financial reporting, results of operations, and did not involve any of its other employees. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.